All right, Romans 11:11. Israel's rejection is not permanent. Even though the present status quo continues to exist. I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? All right, I say then, they did not stumble. Patio is the Greek verb to stumble. So as, in order to, conjunction, hina, fall, pipto, aorist active subjunctive, meganoito, no way, may it never be. But, strong adversity of Allah, by their transgression, we use one noun here to describe the Jewish apostasy, and it can be called that for all of its seemingly positive side to it. It's apostasy. Parapetoma is the word to make a false step. That's the background of the word to transgress. The definite article indicates a particular transgression. Their transgression, by their transgression, salvation, soteria, with the definite article, has come to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles, dative of advantage, ethnos, we get ethnic. It's translated Gentiles, sometimes nations, or even heathen, has come to the Gentiles. To make them, antecedent them, Jews, jealous. Definite article with the aorist active infinitive, para zelao. From the verb to have zeal, and alongside it's the Greek term for jealousy. Now, if their transgression, we come back to the terminology here, if their transgression is riches for the world, plutos, riches for the cosmos, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, uses a different word instead of transgression, failure, and it only occurs twice, it's unusual, hetma, their transgression, and their failure is riches. Repeat the word plutos. We get Plutarch for a rich person. The rule of the plutocracy. That's a rule of rich men over something. So that's the Greek word for riches or wealth. And their failure is riches for the Gentiles. How much more that will their fulfillment be? How much more? How much is the interrogative, or how much more, adverb malam, their fulfillment be? Pleroma, there. So he says that the Jewish failure, and it's monumental, it could hardly be described in worse terms, considering who they are, what their history and heritage is, with regard to the Old Testament and all that history, from Abraham forward, and you can blow it that bad? You don't even have salvation right? You don't even have identity of the Messiah right? Ironically, had they accepted him and been right with him, he would have never went to a cross. The Romans weren't out to get him. He hadn't done anything that violated any Roman interest. Just another religious guy out here. So they weren't going around. They were fairly open-minded, let people, as long as they didn't hurt other people, believe what they could believe, do what they were going to do. But God, who anticipates all things, everything is anticipated perfectly by God, knew that this would be the setting in which the Messiah would appear to the Jewish people, and you couldn't hardly imagine someone being any more, when all said and done, repudiated. And we'll start with laying the blame, starting at the feet of the Jewish leaders, the people at the top, the high priest, the ruling body, with some exceptions, that body of people that ruled over the Jews, rightfully, but they didn't do it correctly. The most important issue, you don't get it right. And it's not like you don't have all this scripture to point out that you're going to repudiate him, for crying out loud. Scream it from the rooftops. Look at this. It says that we esteemed him not. Just borrowing one phrase. We esteemed him not. We turned away from him, as if he was some disfigured human being that causes people to look away. That is how you treated him. It's prophesied, that's how you will treat him. And again, this comes from your renowned prophets, whom you hold up high, but you really don't, because you will not accept what they have to say. And all that we've been saying in the Jewish experience is in their Old Testament. Yes, it's reinforced in the New Testament, but it is in their New Testament. That anybody, I can't imagine the twisted version that the Jewish rabbis and leaders of Israel have to explain the plight of the Jews in captivity for all these centuries, and why they were evicted from the land. Now, maybe they go back to the Old Testament and say, well, see, they were evicted because they were involved in idolatry. Classical pagan idolatry. But they weren't involved in that at the first advent. They had got clear of that. Corporately, both in the land and out of the land, the Jews weren't running around embracing Gentile idolatry. And then idolatry in the Western world, it went by the boards. In its place, various forms of Christianity. The Roman religion collapsed. And of course, eventually in its place, you have the Roman Catholic Church, which isn't a good thing, because there's a lot of idolatry in that. But again, the Jews out in captivity adopted the Mosaic law as their guide, set up, they already had these set up before, so they naturally in captivity set up synagogues. We've got them in town here, at least one I know of, a Jewish synagogue, which they call we're going to temple, because that's a takeoff from the temple that they lost back in 70 AD and haven't regained. There's a lot of news in that 365 talk constantly about the temple. We'll see when. Which we know to be the Trib Temple, that'll have a very, very short history. Because it'll be tore down. And in its place will be the Millennial Temple, and it won't even be on that location. But anyway, so how do you not get this? That's where I just turn away from people. I got the scripture right here that supports what I'm telling you. Pick a subject. Here it is, right here. It doesn't fit this other thing. But when people are so predisposed through their training, their negative volition, and all the rest of it, for whatever motivations they have, they just keep clinging to this lie. The lie that as we saw in the previous class, what they're seeking, they haven't found it. They can't get a hold of it because it's not possible to seek the salvation through works and get anywhere. It's a dead end. Always is. When it says dead end, it means dead end. You can't drive through here. You got to turn around and come back. As noted earlier, there are always those Jews, though, however, in spite of the mass defection of their counterparts, they figured it out, both before and at into the church age. We saw that Timothy's grandmother and mother, who are named in that letter, were, in the best sense of the word, godly, believing Jewish women. And that Timothy was influenced positively by those two ladies, his grandmother and his mother. So how'd they figure it out there? They just saw it. They were positive. When you're positive and open-minded, it may take a little bit. There's some hurdles you have to overcome, questions that have to be answered because you were told it was another way or it was completely ignored. Paul always did this when he went into the synagogue and was dealing with Jews. And what better person to deal with Jews than a hardcore Jew whose star was rising in the Jewish ranks before he found Christ? What better person to have go in there and preach Christ from the Old Testament? And usually it blew up on him with a backlash, but there were exceptions of Jews in the early church age said, yeah, that now makes sense. We don't have to go like that when we see those scriptures. We understand it now. All comes into focus. We're out here because our ancestors misbehaved. And we're still out here because we haven't turned back to God in truth. So as long as I go, we're out here. Down the road someday, he's going to start bringing us back. But that's down the road. Paul died before a couple years. Paul checked out a couple years before the 70 AD event. I heard somebody say, the rapture could occur at any time. And Paul believed it was going to occur in his day. Then he was a dummy, and he isn't. You'd say to Paul, how could the rapture occur and Israel not be dispersed under the third dispersion prophesied by Daniel and Jesus Christ? That has to happen first. You can't just not fulfill that scripture. It has to happen. They have to be dispersed. And that nation has to be destroyed by the Romans. Just like Jesus said, and like it was prophesied in Daniel. Then we can start talking about timing for the rapture. But Paul died 2 years before the 70 AD event. And certainly there were Jews at that time. Well, you got all the apostles were Jewish. The early church, a lot of them, and all these Christian Jews in Jerusalem, in Judea, they were believers. They were even graced out and told, when you see the Roman legions, you will know, because there's going to be a lot of, Jewish attacks on Romans and fighting and carrying on. And then when you see those legions mounting up, you pack your U-Haul and get out of here. You get out or you will be caught up in this Holocaust. And it's not going to be any fun for anybody because you're going down. So you just get and find you another location in the Roman world to set up shop. So they would have an exit, a way out, so they didn't have to go through the misery of that. Because the Romans aren't going to discriminate whether you're a Jewish Christian or a non-Jewish Christian. They're going to brutalize the whole population and lead them off into captivity, as depicted on Titus's arch, with Jews bound and like this, commemorating the Roman victory over them. The preceding discussion was that despite the failure of the mass of Jews, a positive remnant always remains. We use the day of Elijah to illustrate that point. This proves God has not cut off Israel in that most absolute extreme sense. God has not cast off Israel in the extreme, in spite of the failure of the many in regards to the way of salvation. The door is still open. And so we have Christian Jews in the world to this day. The topic in these verses is that God has not cast off his people. For, in other words, the temporary setting aside of Israel is not a final situation. It is a, I don't know what to call it. It's an accommodation. Maybe that's not good. Because dispensationally, there has to be a viable people serving God as believers representing the outside world and the truth. So we're gonna shift this over to the Gentile nations. Any believers out of them qualifies in that as we have found out. The Old Testament prophets said this would happen. That I will make you jealous with a nation that's not a nation. They will serve in your place. And you will be penalized because you're no longer, you're set aside. You're benched, to use an athletic. You're benched. Because you're not playing by the rules. On the court and outside the court. So sit down. We'll let you know when things change. I'm gonna replace you with a people that isn't even seeking me today. They can't be called. They were still that in that history, still bound up in pagan mess, with some few exceptions here and there, always. But there's exceptions in the church age with the Jews. There are Jews that are Christians, obviously. I've met some of them. Here and in New York. Two considerations support the contention that God has not permanently and in the extreme cast off Israel. A, there is a positive remnant in the church age. Paul is a good example, isn't he? He's the last of the apostles to get plugged into the apostolic roster. After Judas remained in unbelief. B. The setting aside is confined to the church age. 6. The expression, I say then, is Paul's way of introducing a question to obviate, dispose of, a conclusion which some might assert from what precedes. So, 7, Paul denies emphatically that Israel's stumbling is permanent. It's like, here's this extremely sick patient that stumbles along all the way and then all of a sudden gets well. A generation will come on the scene. If you study the Old Testament, you will see these Jews prophesied who serve the Lord in the worst time of all, the tribulation, and do it magnificently. Are completely committed to Jesus Christ. The nation of Israel will be polarized dramatically. But these Jews who serve the Lord will just deal with the ones in the land. And the ones coming to the land, like all those that are going to, and I got it from the Old Testament, boil out of Babylon come out of here like crazy. They came here to get away from hardships and other Gentile nations back in the day. And they established themselves in the United States, in the big eastern cities primarily. Well, there's the Jewish quarter in New York, you know, with all the Hasidics and the stuff going on there. They're going to come out of here, and they're going to be proclaiming Jesus and his impending judgment on these United States, and they're going to be very vocal about it. Great is he who judges her, and they're coming back into the land. Those that get in there, then they have the directive will of God to flee the land when they see the desecration of the temple by this image, this talking, breathing image of the Antichrist put in the holy place. They're to go into these places of hiding where they will be protected and fed and watered for the last half of the trip. They can just sit back. They are not to leave. Don't be lured out. Now, how hard is that? You got a little safe house in the trib. No rockets can reach you. There'll be an invisible divine dome over it, or angels to slap things down. And those in the second half who convert, they're going to fight. And I'll make the weak man among you like David, and I'll make the strong man like God. Now, we just have to wait to see how that works out when all those armies come in to the Middle East, and then they get a way of escape because the Mount of Olives split, harbinger of the splitting of the Red Sea, but with no water, split the mountain, and they can run through it. And these who survive, they will go into the millennium and be the parents of the great Jewish expansion for a thousand years, in which Israel will never, ever defect from God again. It seems to me to indicate in the Old Testament, down to the last person, there will be no exceptions. They will be as committed to God as you can even imagine, and in mass, because they're going to have a lot of children. A lot of children in 1,000 years. We can only imagine. Their transgression is their rejection of their Messiah, Jesus Christ. There is not a worse transgression than to reject the way of salvation. Their transgression, point 13, opened the door for the Gentiles. Gave them an opportunity they would not have otherwise had. Now, Israel as a nation in Old Testament times was to be a light to the nations, the priest nation, because there would be Gentiles out there that would want some answers. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We're going to do the Lord's table. And so let's everybody get where we need to get.